This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Winner of the contest got it today. I think I'm going to find out while we're moving around. Check them out at Boydsgunstocks.com. My next guest is, he is like at the top of a pyramid that is a gigantic resource for Second Amendment information. I go to his website, keepandbeararms.com, to look for the latest news, which I've never mentioned that before. They do a remarkable amount of effective litigation across the country. And of late, they haven't been doing any of the gaffes that I've been seeing anybody. And plus, he's a radio guy. So joining me again from the Second Amendment Foundation is Alan Gottlieb. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. It's great to be back with you. It's been a while. Yeah.
Yes, it has. Well, you've been busy. You've probably been busier than you normally would be this time of year, haven't you?
You know, it just doesn't seem to want to slow down. I mean, the gun prohibition lobby is out there every minute, you know, armed with lots of dollars, trying to do lots of damage to our gun rights, either legislatively or PR-wise or in the courts. And so, fortunately, it's taking more time than usual.
Yeah. Now, you're also in Washington State.
Correct.
Now, they've got some kind of crazy law now where they want to take the red flag order law that they've already got in place, which isn't going to, you know, all it's going to do is it's going to cause more trouble than it's going to stop. And they want to extend that somehow. And are we going to be reading minds? Are they going to try to, if you think the wrong way, they're going to try to take away your guns from you that way?
You know, that's sort of the way it's going. It's like, you know, what's in your mind? You haven't committed a crime. You haven't done anything wrong. But, you know, what's in your head? And unfortunately, to our opponents, every gun owner is something wrong with them. So in their mind, you know, obviously, you know, they want to get in our heads. It's crazy. It's not just Washington State, but we're seeing it in Oregon, California, a number of other states, too, where the red flag laws haven't really worked. And so now they're trying to take it to another step, so to speak, assuming that, you know, more poison will somehow cure the patient.
How are they going to enforce that? How are they packaging this? What is the pitch for this? We're going to read your mind. What are they doing?
To be honest, I can't tell you. That's how crazy it is. Their logic is upside down, and it doesn't make any sense. So hopefully we'll be able to stop it, because it doesn't make any sense at all. But, I mean, our opponents don't really care. Their end game is making sure nobody can own firearms, disqualify as many people as possible from Second Amendment rights. And as a result, they don't justify anything.
Yeah. I'm watching all that stuff as it comes across. I mean, Washington State. I've got sponsors in Washington State. You've got radio stations in Washington State that I think I'm on. I've got old military buddies. All of them seem to end up in Washington State. I mean, I want to come and visit out there.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful state, and it's a lot of really great things about it. But unfortunately, Seattle and the surrounding metro area has become just like a carbon copy of San Francisco. And in some ways, it's actually getting worse.
So do you have a lot of feces all over the place and syringes laying around too?
Or is it, yeah, we do.
Do you?
Unfortunately, wow. We do. Let me tell you, I will not go into the city itself if I'm not carrying my firearm with me for self-protection, because the number of homeless people per capita in Seattle, well, I think now the number of homeless people, period, in Seattle ranks number one. And they camp under freeways, under bridges. I mean, it's the feces they leave behind, it's just disgusting. You look at it, you don't feel safe, and you know you shouldn't be safe. I mean, it's horrible.
I had not heard that about Seattle. Now, Seattle also passed a law where they were going to impose, I guess, a sin tax on every gun sold in Seattle. Was that just to drive the gun shops out of Seattle?
Well, they actually did pass that on guns and ammunition as well. And at this point, there's only one gun shop left in the city of Seattle. And it's the Outdoor Emporium, which sells more than firearms and all kinds of camping equipment and everything else. Anybody who's just really in the firearms and ammunition business had to leave the city because they couldn't compete and couldn't sell with gun stores in the suburbs right outside the city. So did this do anything? No. Did it lower crime? No. But I'll tell you one thing it did do. It lowered the revenue to the city because they didn't get as much money as they thought. And then what they lose on sales taxes and other taxes from business and occupation, they're actually getting less money now than they were getting before. So it all backfired. They were planning on all this extra money coming in. They could use it gun violent research to try and end gun violence, which is really going to be used to lobby against gun rights. But it turned out it backfired on them.
I saw that the Uniform Crime Report just came out, and I saw a couple of guys at Ammoland that wrote about it. And we're actually quite a very peaceful country if you're not a drug dealer, right?
Drug dealer or gang member, yes. Or maybe I should add to that illegal alien as well.
Yeah, I think numerically, I think the Hispanic gangs there's a bigger percentage of gang members that are Hispanic than American. But I think
there's no doubt. I don't know if that's correct or not for sure, but we do know that they're more violent.
Yeah, yeah, they come here and they do all kinds of crazy stuff. Now, despite that coming out, there's still a bunch of guys running around like you can catch gun violence in the air, like it's an airborne contagion by calling it an epidemic, and yet everything is down. Accidents with guns are down. Accidents with children and guns are down. Homicide is down, although it may have ticked up a little bit. I don't know. But, I mean, we're under 2,000 homicides the last one that came out. With 330 million people in the United States, we're under 2,000 homicides if you're not a gang member and you're not committing suicide, which is a whole different sad thing all by itself. But
yeah, but I'm glad you mentioned the word epidemic, because our opponents always talk about this gun violence epidemic that's going on. And there is no epidemic. I mean, it's just hyperbole on their part to intimidate and scare people. You're right. I mean, the numbers are down or, at worst case, stagnant. And they're down from decades ago. There is no epidemic whatsoever, but they want to try to make this like a social disease. And that's what that in their minds, that's what gun ownership is. Nobody should own a gun, and there must be wrong with you if you got it. It's a mental problem. It's a disease. And, you know, they just extrapolate, exaggerate everything.
Now, we're coming up on the first break. And when we get back, I've got to say this simply because you are involved in media. 2AF is involved in media. You have partnered up with people I know that are friends of mine. You do things, and yet your efficiency, your financial efficiency is staggering. And, you know, we don't have to get out there and point fingers at anybody, but, you know, I'd just like to get an idea of a couple of things as to how you got to this point. I told somebody, as a matter of fact, I think he's the second vice president, Willis Lee. I told him at the breakfast we were at SHOT Show, I told him there's a lot of ways you could do what you guys are trying to do a lot cheaper. And I never got to speak to him, and that was before he became the second vice president. So I may never get to speak to him again, but, you know, that's all beside the point. I want to find out how you guys are so efficient, and how is it that you know something that, you know, a lot of media people know, but some other people we know don't seem to know that, if that's okay with you. Second Amendment Foundation, you can find them at saf.org, the most efficient gun rights organization in the United States today. Go there, go join them. We'll be right back This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to the head of we're going to get all of these out there real quick because I'm not even sure how big his umbrella is. But joining us from Washington State and the Second Amendment Foundation is Alan Gottlieb, which I know there's also the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms in that umbrella. What else is under that one?
Well, you mentioned it earlier, keepandbeararms.com.
Right.
And then I guess I'm also the director of Choose for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. We've sort of taken over the management of that organization as well. And I don't know, I guess I'm involved with the Political Action Committee and a couple other organizations, and of course, four radio stations. So life gets kind of busy.
I admire your stamina. Because I don't know that I could do all that. But let me ask you a question. Now, you own four radio stations, and owning a radio station is a daunting task. You got to make it profitable. It's got to pay its own bills. You got to have programming. If all of a sudden, that's not something that you can sit back and just let run itself. Things change schedules all the time. Shows go up and come down all the time. So that is something that is a labor-intensive thing to do, and I'm sure you have station managers that handle the day-to-day for you. But
that's true.
What would happen? I mean,
yeah, without yes, them, I couldn't do it. I get all the problems dumped on my desk when there's a problem the manager can't solve, or cash flow money problems. But somebody else is running them on a day-to-day basis, which is unfortunate for me because, quite frankly, I love the radio business, and I really would like to roll up my sleeves and do that. That's the fun of the business, but I don't get to do the fun part of it. I get to do all the problems. You deal with all the problems.
Yeah, well, that part of it, though, I look at what you obviously do on a regular basis, and I know what I have to do just doing my show. And I mean, you're involved with Mark at Armed American Radio on your website. You're involved with Tom Gresham and Gun Talk. What do you think any of us would do if somebody paid us $40 million? What would we do with $40 million in a year? What kind of product will we be able to put out? Because the one thing I'm pointing out that you know, that Mark knows, that Mr. Gresham knows, that I know, is that you can have all these vehicles, but you got to have distribution. And
right.
Without it, you're going nowhere. So, I mean, what would you be able to do with $40 million? For all I know, you already have that. But I don't, you know, if all of a sudden you were gifted $40 million and you go do something with this, Gottlieb, what would you go do with it? How would you make that product better? Because all you can really do is try to make it more distributed, right?
True. In my case, it would be the message defending gun rights, I think. And what I would probably do is I'd invest like about $4 to $5 million of that dollars immediately in social media to get more gun owners educated and engaged and active in the gun rights movement, particularly the 2020 election cycle. That's one thing that I would surely do. The other thing I'd love to do is bring on a few more staff members, one to work in investigative journalism, so that we can shine a light on where the money and all the things come to our opponents and things that they're doing that the mainstream media doesn't want to report on, and force that out and get those things facts distributed to the public and force coverage of that out. That's another thing I would like to do. So I don't know. I quite frankly, $40 million falling into our lap in one shot has never happened. I've never had to deal with that. So I don't really have off the top of my head a whole bunch of things that I do with that money. I might like to use some of it to set up an endowment for the organization, so make sure they're here long after I'm gone. But by and large, we survive on $15 and $25 donations. And so we don't really get big dollars like our opponents do.
Well, but that's the thing. How long would $40 million last you?
Well, right now we have about a $6 million a year budget. But I'd love to have that budget increased, and if I could pretty much double that budget, I think we'd do a really great job with it. Donors get a lot of bang for their buck, and we get a lot more accomplished for gun rights. So I don't really need, I need $40 million at one time to do what we could do. Probably if we had that much money, it'd probably start to get wasted and squandered, and, don't need that much.
So that's the part I was looking for. And the reason I ask this is because, I don't want to put you on the spot to get into specifics. Yeah. I'm going to get into specifics in the third segment. So we're just not going to go with that. Why is it that you understood the power of media? How is it that, I mean, because you employ it, and you employ it effectively.
Well, let me tell you how it sort of got started in getting more involved in media. Many years ago, I wrote my first book, and the publisher put me on a tour from city to city where I do, 8, 9, 10 TV, radio shows and newspaper interviews a day, and jump on a plane that night and hit the next city, do it for 2 weeks on, and then come home for 2 weeks and go back on the road for 2 weeks. And what happened is, being in all these media outlets, the media bug really bit me, and I really wanted to own a radio station. It all started actually in a station that was in Tampa, Florida, that was a religious station that got bought by somebody, and they wanted to make a conservative news talk station, but they spent all the money buying the station, didn't have a lot of money for marketing. But they hired this consultant from Pennsylvania who basically was there the day I did a show, and I watched him work with the staff and work with the hosts on how to build an audience when you don't really have a lot of money for promotion to build a radio station. And it was the ultimate in guerrilla marketing, and it just bit me. And so for a number of years, I was looking for a station to buy, and it was hard to find, one at the right price. Obviously, you're looking at a distressed property to try and make better. And then I came across one in Portland, Oregon, and we bought that as the first one. And then we bought a second one in Spokane, Washington, and then one in Seattle, and then one in Olympia. So they're all based in the Northwest, and radio is a great medium. I mean, you reach people instantly, in real time. It's not the most expensive medium to run. It's a lot cheaper than a TV station. I got engaged and involved in it.
Let me get you to hold right there, because I want you to finish that answer when we get back. Go to 2AF.org, because whatever you spend there, you're going to get your money's worth plus. If Second Amendment advocacy is what you're looking for, with where you're putting your money, then this is the place to go. That They've got the book of accomplishments, and they are very, very, very efficient with that cash. We'll be right back. My guest is Alan Gottlieb. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announces a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers who have been hurt by the ongoing trade war with China.
For years, our politicians have allowed other countries to steal our jobs, punish our workers, and target American industry and American agriculture. I can't say this is just the Democrats, but in particular, the Democrats have done absolutely nothing about this.
A massive tornado ripped through southwest Missouri, leaving devastating damage and multiple people dead. And the destruction isn't over with, as the forecast is calling for more tornadoes. This eyewitness talks about what he saw during the storms on Wednesday.
All around us was just shaking, and it was just super loud rumbling, and just like they said before, it's like a train, and it felt like an earthquake whenever it came up and shook the whole entire apartment complex.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. If it'll play, there you go.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, I am talking with the head of many things, but we're just for the sake of everything, we're going to say the Second Amendment Foundation, and that is Alan Gottlieb. The Supreme Court case that everybody seems to be tagging up to coming out of New York, is that how important is that really? Have we still got Alan? Have we lost my guest? Have I got anybody on the other side? Okay. Are you there, Alan?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Did you hear my question?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know if I totally remembered at this point. Say, give it to me again.
Okay. How important is the Supreme Court case coming out of New York State?
What I said was it could be very important, and let me emphasize why I'm saying could. The ruling, let them know what the case is about first. New York City, in order to have a permit to have a gun in your own home, one of the restrictions on that permit is that you're not allowed to take your gun outside the home, you know, except in a locked box, unloaded, and only to 7 gun ranges in the city of New York. So if you wanted to, say, take it out on Long Island to a gun range, you couldn't do it. If you wanted to take it up to state New York to compete in a shoot, you can't do it. If you wanted to move it to your second home in New York City or a second home in Florida, you can't move the gun. If you wanted to go out to training, say, at one of the great elite training centers for self-defense around the country, you couldn't take the gun out of your home to go do that. The reason why the case can be very important, it's the only law like that, first of all. It can be very important because the court may not just say that this law, which is unique, is unconstitutional. They may go a step further and address the level of scrutiny that a law like this, you know, scrutiny needs to be applied to it and by the courts. And if it is, the law is not only unconstitutional, but the precedent could apply to other laws as well. It also, by taking a gun outside your own home and addressing this, in the Heller and McDonald decisions, the U.S. Supreme Court basically dealt with a case that was about a gun in your own home. So while they didn't limit it to your right at stopping at your front door, our opponents want to pretend that it stopped at your front door. And many other judges around the country have thumbed their nose at the Supreme Court and saying, well, since it isn't about a gun in your own home, until the Supreme Court tells me differently, I'm not going to extend your gun rights and take the law off the books. So if the court then somehow talks about how the law, how this right doesn't stop at your front door, or that you need a heightened scrutiny, like strict scrutiny in these cases, this could be monumental for us, because then that precedent could be applied to lots of other cases around the country.
Why is everybody, DOJ is saying that they're trying to, I mean, what do we think is going, the Supreme Court's going to do? Because apparently a lot of people they don't know, do they? Nobody knows.
Well, I'll tell you, I know the Supreme Court's going to rule the law is unconstitutional, and let me tell you why I know that. Because coming up the ladder, the trial court, federal trial judge, ruled that the law was okay. And then the appeals court ruled 3-0 that it was okay. So 4 judges said it was okay. There's no reason for the Supreme Court to review this case. They weren't going to overturn the ruling because they know it's ridiculous. So I'm convinced they're going to overturn it. The question is going to be, will it be narrowly overturned, or will they expand Second Amendment rights with this decision? That's what the other side is scared to death of.
Is this when they have this now? Correct me if I'm wrong. When they have this, really, they can do and say and take it wherever they want to go with it, right?
Yeah, they basically can. Now, your courts usually tend to rule more narrowly than being expansive, tend to deal with the case at hand, but I think there's a number of judges on the Supreme Court, especially with the new Trump appointees that are on it, that have felt that lower courts, particularly that ones in the Ninth Circuit, have thumbed their nose at the previous 2 presidents the Supreme Court ruled on gun rights. And so as a result, I think they need to be a little more expansive just to send a message back to the lower courts that when you deal with gun cases, you need to have heightened scrutiny. And, you know, and the law doesn't just stop at your front door. I mean, your right doesn't stop at the front door of your house. That right is you know, anywhere in the country. It doesn't know a boundary of your property, so to speak. So I think that the court's going to be expansive on it. The question is how expansive.
Recently, they ruled on a case where precedents can be overturned. They overturned a precedent from a case they had heard in 1979, I think it is. One of the things that I'm just mystified about is that abortion is the law of the land. Heller and McDonald didn't mean nothing. Didn't mean nothing.
Well, the Democrat liberal appointed judges, I mean, they don't apply the same standard. If it's about guns, we don't get treated the same way you get treated as the First Amendment or anything else, you know, the court's precedents have. That's why this case is so important and why, quite frankly, New York has now done everything they can, New York City, to try and make sure the court doesn't hear the case. They've told the court, please stay your hearing on our case so we can change our law, because they know they're going to lose it. So they're trying to make it slightly less restrictive and get the court not to hear it. And so far the court said, nope, we're going to hear the case.
Yeah. Can a state tell the Supreme Court not to hear a case?
Well, they can't tell. In this case, it's the city of New York, but they can't tell the court not to hear it. But they did file a motion with the court to stay the case, please don't hear it, make it moot, because we're going to change the law. And the reason they want to do that, of course, is because they know they're going to get ruled against. And the other side is scared to death that this ruling can be applied to other places as well.
Isn't that why Washington State, when they were in the shall issue, may issue fight, when it got to the point to where it was going to go to the Supreme Court, didn't a bunch of states call them and say, don't you dare take that to the Supreme Court? Do you know what that might do?
Yeah, that was actually Washington, D.C., not Washington
State. Right, right. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, that was the Second Amendment Foundation suit, two suits we won. One, they had a ban on carry to begin with. We knocked that down. And then they passed a new law, and you had to show special need to be able to get the permit. And we knocked down the special need good cause requirement. And on that one, they didn't bother to appeal it. They tried, and they decided not to. The whole gun prohibition lobby in the country was screaming at them, don't do that. The court's going to rule against you. And then all the other states that don't have shall issue laws, you know, like California, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, you know, they'd all bite the dust. And, we sacrifice your area geographically, but don't sacrifice the whole country.
I kind of like that. We're going to see how that goes. I know that Stephen Stambolia, the suit that they have with the Young case even, has filed an amicus brief over this. So I'm just waiting to see how this is going to go, and hopefully it goes the way we need for it to go. Will this open the way, or will this open up the door to getting more cases in front of the Supreme Court?
I think so, and the reason being is that this becomes this precedent hopefully will then apply to other laws, that infringe on gun rights, and therefore allow other cases to come up on appeal or have lower court judges, for that matter, just say, okay, now I have to rule for gun rights. I don't have a choice. And so this really could be very monumental for us. Every case we get to the Supreme Court is a building block, and this is going to be building block number three. And, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, was responsible for the McDonald case, which was building block number two. And our attorney, Alan Gura, was responsible for the Heller case, which is building block number one.
Let me get you to hold right there. You can finish up that oratory when we get back. My guest is Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. I've been talking to Alan Gottlieb. You got to a very important part that I wanted to get into, so let's go ahead and do that. One of the things that you guys really specialize in at Second Amendment Foundation is litigation. And you guys go out like a spec ops team all across the country, and you have a pretty good success rate, don't you?
Yeah, better than anybody else combined. And right now we have approximately 30 cases that we're working on at one time, in the courts, which is absolutely amazing and uncanny and something I never would have thought could have ever happened. You know, when we filed the McDonald case in the Supreme Court, our opponents argued that if the court ruled our way, it would open the floodgates to the Second Amendment litigation in the courts. And about that, they were right. But I never could have guessed we'd have 30 at one time. In all honesty, Bill, about 80%, a little bit more than that, of the case law that has been won supporting Second Amendment rights in the courts have been won by the Second Amendment Foundation and our attorneys. And that's an amazing track record. And the building blocks for the future of all gun rights litigation is basically you can't file a brief challenging a law without referencing the sites of all the cases that we've won.
Yeah, and that's really in the run up. To these laws, all especially red flag laws. Are you going to have to do those one state at a time? Is that something you're actually going to be able to tackle?
Actually, we have more of a problem doing that. You can't just file a suit against these red flag laws without having an aggrieved party plaintiff. You won't get standing. So what we have to find is in each state is a person that was wrongly denied their rights under a red flag law and who's willing to be a plaintiff and go to court. And one of our problems is that, you know, on these red flag laws, obviously, you know, it's hard to find a plaintiff who's been wronged who wants to stand up. And so it makes it a little more difficult for it because the law is going to be a challenge basically on an as applied basis, not as, you know, that it's unconstitutional on its face. Until such time as in each state, you can get three or four people maybe that to show that the law was abused, they were abused by the law. And then you should go to court and show that, look, this isn't about one person. This is about a number of people. Now we can prove that the law is faulty on its face and unconstitutional. So it's going to be a long, arduous, expensive process.
So like in Maryland, where I believe his last name was Willis, where he was killed while a red flag law was being served on him, red flag order was being served on him. Is that something that you can't look at because he should have complied with the red flag law?
No, our problem is he's not alive, so I can't use him as a plaintiff to knock the law out as being unconstitutional. I mean, his family could sue in court for damages that, you know, that they were wrong and the family has been harmed if they've lost a family member. But you can't challenge the law without having the plaintiff and he's not breathing. So unfortunately, he can't be our plaintiff. However, if we found a few other cases in that state where you were able to show it wrongly applied and the judge dismisses the charges against the person or reprimands the state for bringing the action on the red flag law against them, and then you could then incorporate and add this into a final complaint showing not only this, Your Honor, not only were these people wrong, but this person is now dead, and challenge it on the facial basis. But it's going to be a long, hard process to do it, and we're working on it, but it's not going to happen overnight.
Yeah. That one I'm waiting to see. I mean, isn't that unconstitutional to go out there and say, well, you know, where you're not going to have due process. You can't face your accuser. You know, we're doing this now. We're doing this first. In Washington State. Now, I know in California, which this wasn't California's gun violence restraining order. Wasn't that based upon Isla Vista, however they pronounce it? Wasn't that the impetus? Because they're always looking for a reason to come up with a new law, right? Wasn't that the one they came up with?
I think you may be right about that. And one of the other problems we have with these laws is just because they pass them doesn't mean they get enforced. So one of our problems is that it's on the books to basically give a chilling effect on gun ownership and to make gun owners uncomfortable so they would maybe not buy or own a firearm. But these laws don't very often get enforced. One of the problems. That's another reason why they can't be effective. It's really more smoke and mirrors and making a political statement about, you know, the evil of guns than really passing a law that's going to mean anything.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the case of California with that particular one, though, they already had a section 5150. On their books, right, where you could be picked up for 72 hour involuntary commitment and observation if you were a threat to yourself or others. So they basically already had that there, but they didn't have it, I guess, with the caveat where we can take your guns away from you and leave you in the street.
Correct. And that's definitely 100% true. And so they really don't need all these new laws. They have laws on the books they can enforce other ways. You know, if police show up someplace where somebody is a threat to themselves or others, the police can always temporarily take the firearms out of their hands to begin with. The problem is that when the situation is resolved, the police have to give them back. Under these red flag laws, in most cases, you can't get them back. And the person who had their guns taken away from them wrongly, as an example, you know, do you want to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to get back a $300 handgun?
Yeah. Is that on purpose, though? And let me ask you this. If you, like, okay, if I live in a state where I have a gun violence restraining order, emergency risk protection order, red flag order thing, I'm very likely, if I'm a law-abiding gun owner, to take at least one gun and go give that to my buddy. Just in case I wake up one day and I've got a red flag order brought out because I don't like Tom Brady, and I said I should blow a hole in his head while I'm watching TV on my Pabst Blue Ribbon. So if I go and do that, are they saying I can't have a gun while I'm waiting on this? Or how does that work? And plus, if I'm in the state, okay, let's say I'm in a state that has a red flag order. If I decide to move to a state that doesn't have red flag orders, am I still flagged by this one, this state-centric law?
If that data is put into the NICS database for the federal government, yes, you would be. You wouldn't be able to buy a gun because you would pass the background check. So that's some of the problems we have on this. And then if you're wrongly flagged to start with, getting your name back out of the database is very difficult. Sort of like if you get on the no-fly list, you don't know how you got there, you don't know how to get off.
Don't even know if you're on it. You don't get a notification on that, do you?
No, you don't.
Well, I know they're always trying to make a bunch of lists and everything. I love the one where if you were a military veteran and you spent all your money on Slim Jims and lotto tickets, now you had to have somebody to mind your checkbook, and oh, you couldn't buy a gun either. I loved that one. That was a good one. I love when they come up with a different way to make a new gun prohibited list, which is that sort of reverse identity politics where they're victimizing us instead of making us victims? They're victimizing us, aren't they?
Well, they're victimizing us, demonizing us. I mean, it's anything you do to discourage somebody from wanting to own a gun or anybody to be around anybody who does own a gun. I mean, it doesn't matter now at this point if it's credit card companies, banks. I mean, they're attacking gun ownership in every realm they can think of.
Well, this is why I like having media people on the show, because Alan knows how to get in there, and he's like a guerrilla fighter. He throws the answer out. Boom, it's done. It's economic. You're just like Bruce Lee, a verbal Bruce Lee. Anyway.
Thank you.
I need to have you on here quicker than I did last time, so I'll be pestering you more as you go along. 2AF.org, that's where you can go to become a member of the Second Amendment Foundation, to make a donation to them, to find out all the stuff they're involved in and listen to all the news and the media and see all the places. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We got hour number 3 inbound. I'm going to be naming names when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.